online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are said to be very pleased to be able to announce they're expecting a baby. Prince Harry and Meghan shared the news with the Queen and the royal family at Princess Eugenie's wedding on Friday. The seventh in line to the throne and the Queen's eighth great-grandchild is due next spring. Historian Kate Williams says it's a significant development.
This little child will be the first biracial heir to the British throne. So possibly, I mean, if this was to happen, that everyone abdicated in front of him or her, he or she would be our first biracial king or queen. So that's very interesting.
The couple are currently on a 16-day tour of Australia, New Zealand, Fiji and Tonga.
KM FM News.
A motorcyclist from Germany has died following a crash on the M20. The bike he was riding collided with a car travelling on the London-bound carriageway at Junction 11 for Hythe just before 7:30 last night. The motorway didn't reopen until about 5 this morning. Police want to hear from any witnesses. A Gravesend lorry driver has been jailed for causing the death of a recovery worker on the M25. Darius Morozek hit 52-year-old Stephen Godbold on the hard shoulder between junctions 5 and 4 in September last year. The 43-year-old from Admiral's Way was cleared of causing death by dangerous driving, but admitted driving carelessly and has been locked up for 1 year and 10 months. Many doctors are welcoming plans which will see GPs prescribing things like gardening and art to tackle loneliness. The government says a new £1.8 million fund will hope to improve patients' quality of life. The strategy has been launched by Chatham and Aylesford MP Tracy Crouch, who's the Minister for Loneliness.
One of the issues that the Jocotts Commission identified was that there is no actual measurement for loneliness, and the Office of National Statistics and others are looking at how we can develop a consistent and sustainable measurement for loneliness.
However, some GPs are concerned it will add pressure to their services. The Prime Minister will update MPs later on the progress of Brexit negotiations. Last-ditch talks between British and EU negotiators yesterday failed to agree a draft divorce settlement. New figures show more than twice as many hate crimes are being committed against disabled people in Kent now than a year ago. According to the police, 347 were reported in the county in 2017-18. That's risen from 157 in the previous 12 months. But Joanne Silkstone from the charity United Response says the stats might not be all bad.
It could be that actually the police are getting better at reporting it. Through education, people are recognising hate incidents and hate crimes, so they want to report it now.
Kent Police say the figures follow the national trend and they're working hard to support victims and encourage them to come forward.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man from Swanley has been prosecuted for illegally trapping and keeping wild birds. RSPCA officers found bullfinches and goldfinches in cages at Scott Henderson's home on Morello Close. The 50-year-old's been given a 3-month community order, curfew and ordered to pay more than £300. It's understood Claire's Accessories is considering shutting a string of shops as it becomes the latest high street firm to show signs it's struggling. It has more than 350 stores in the UK and dozens of concessions. And a group of volunteers are working to record historic graffiti at Canterbury Cathedral. The team's been trained up by a top archaeologist and will gather data about the writings and drawings which can then be shared with the public.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and the England manager says the earlier start of the Premier League season has affected his players as the side play in the Nations League tonight. Ishmael has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Gareth Southgate says the hangover from the World Cup is still causing problems. Many Premier League players had very little time between the end of the tournament in Russia and their preparations for the new domestic campaign. Ahead of England's match against Spain in Seville, Southgate says it's been a tough start to the season for his players.
I don't really understand why our league started so early, but they did. And so the really difficult situation for all the clubs, because you know some of them couldn't have fielded a team. They had to put their players straight into matches on the back of very little pre-season.
Kickoffs at 7:45. Cricket, and England's Liam Dawson is a doubt for the third one-day international against Sri Lanka. A side strain could cause the Hampshire spinner to miss the match in Kandy, which starts on Wednesday. England are 1-0 up in the 5-match series. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos' winless run continued at the weekend. They were beaten 7-0 at Streatham on Saturday before losing 4-0. 4-3 to Milton Keynes Thunder at the ice rink in Gillingham last night.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.